Right now it is time to get away from the cold temperatures and the cold rain and the possible snow on Thursday and head to where it never snows and it's never cold, and that is, it is Appraisal Land with Tim Luke and Greg Traum. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Did you say snow
now, when
on
you,
Thursday?
When are you guys coming up? What day?
Thursday.
Yes, we're expecting a nor'easter here on Thursday.
What have I told you about that? you need to make sure that...
In case anyone cares.
What was that? I mean, so I want you guys to pack your Parkers, double socks, because we could get anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of snow and then sleet, or we could get anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of snow and a little bit of sleet, or if it doesn't do, it doesn't change over at all, could be like 8 inches of snow. So now you're coming, you're flying in on Thursday?
Yeah,
that,
we are.
Well, guess what? People?
Yeah, it's,
I'm making the Chicago call after this. For
where's Tim?
He's right there.
Is he here? He should be on the phone.
I thought I heard him.
I don't hear him.
Well, you're the engineer.
Oh, he's on. He's driving down to the train station, so he said he was going to be on the phone.
It says he's here, but he's not here.
I thought I heard him. But
no.
I know he's there. He's waiting. So you might want to try to hang up and try to recall him and see what happens.
We might probably lose you too.
Well, we'll find out.
talk to you in a second if we lose you.
Okay.
No. So you guys are going to fly out that day, huh?
Yeah. And there's a lot of excitement this year about the auction. So we're really looking forward to, first of all, seeing everybody that we haven't seen for the entire year. And I'm hoping that we're going to get a chance possibly to see you guys. We don't know. I hear him.
Hello.
There he is. There, where have you been? You sound like you're in Switzerland.
No, actually, if you were in Switzerland, you'd sound closer.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gone again. All we heard was, hello.
Why didn't you say, like, a tunnel? You sound like you're in a tunnel underneath the city.
Well, he's
of
in
New York.
A car. He's driving.
I understand, but it's not Switzerland.
He's cut off, and let's see. No, yeah, he's cut off. So I'm going to try to add him again now.
Okay, well, here we go. Anyway, you are on the way you're looking for. When is the auction itself?
Sunday, and it begins at I think 1 o'clock, and then it goes through the afternoon. It'll probably
Hello?
Be done by
there he is.
Hi.
Yeah, you still sound like you're in that tunnel.
Hey, Tim.
95. So as I get closer to 95, it'll be better.
Okay
well, hang in there, because right now you sound like this.
I'm good boy.
You sound like the picture that went through the shredder.
You actually sound better now. Goat boy, huh? I like that.
Goat boy, yeah.
So did you hear our forecast for your trip up on Thursday?
Yeah, that came through. No, I heard that.
Something to look forward to, and then don't let's forget Mercury retrograde on Friday.
But the great thing about it is that by the time everything happens on the weekend, I think it's just going to be blustery and cold.
Oh, that's all.
that's just a thrill. Like, you're sort of left with the aftermath. Oh.
Right.
But that's all right. Because
that's okay. We fly out Monday, so, you know, it's a quick cool, and that's fine, because it's been really warm down here. Very warm.
And
so we'll look forward to that.
So it's a little taste of winter. All right, so Greg was busy giving us the schedule of events. Do you want to get back to that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead, Greg.
We meet with them on Saturday, and then the auction's going to be on Sunday. And this year, it's going to be at the school again this year in Washington Depot. And I think there's probably going to be Well, how many items are there this year, Tim, for the auction?
I think there are 35. There are 35 live lots. There's an African safari type trip. There's some. There's also a stay in a couple of houses in France that you have an opportunity for. I think there's something in golf in Arizona. I think there are some wine packages, along with there's some tickets to the ballet, some tickets to the opera, tickets to several, I think, theater things. Just a great variety of items. And then, of course, there's fly fishing on the Housatonic, which I think is, that's always very popular, and some landscaping, trees and some other yard landscaping type of services that are being offered. So,
what you guys have to realize, and I think you probably do, this auction is one of the most highly recognizable and successful auctions, I think, that's done in the state.
Yes.
Oh, really? No kidding. Yeah. I didn't realize that, but I knew that I knew that it was popular in the area there. But
no, it
draws national attention, believe it or not.
And it's a big deal. And you know what is funny? How long?
It helps when you have the people like you have that head up the committee that are not only famous, but they actually work too at it.
Correct. Well, Margo Martindale is actually partnering with Diane Meir, and they are doing a little shindig at Diane's barn where, you know, it's like cocktails and heavy hors d'oeuvres and tales of just fun from the set. And Margo Martindale, if you don't know who she is, she's amazing. I've been streaming The Americans, and we also watched Sneaky Pete. And, oh, my goodness, she is so good in both of those. But she's also done a number of movies and is a big supporter. She started, she was there last year and donated some, you know, appearances and some things and bid on some things. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I really am looking forward to seeing her, as well as Christine Baranski, who is very, very generous with a lot of her time and efforts. She was able to get a signed 200th episode script from The Big Bang Theory, where they invited a lot of other special guest stars, where Christine was there playing Leonard's mother, and I think also Sheldon's mother was there, and a variety of other cast, other guest stars that have been on in the past. So she has a totally signed script and also a signed script from Mamma Mia, the second movie. So with Cher and Meryl Streep and all of the people that were in that. So she just goes out, gets these things, brings those in and says, hey, how about if we offer this? And one of the other auction items is an evening with her at the country club right on the lake where she lives. And it's wonderful. So it's really great to have those items, but also the active participation.
I hope that this year, I'm hoping Seth Meyers will be there again this year. He wasn't able to make it last year, but right. He's always fun. He was fun, and
And we're offering tickets also, and a backstage meet and greet with Seth Meyers for his show. So, you know, again, he's another big supporter. And yeah, when he was there the first year he was there, he also bought a lot of stuff. He's like, oh yeah, I could use that for my yard. I'll buy that. It was fun.
Well, I remember when you guys first came on board with this, how it all started. And now it's really evolved into something really, 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 really big.
We grow it, and I always push them and tell them we need to change it up just a little bit. We have some little surprises that are coming up, and it's really, really has grown into an amazing event and an amazing time. So we look forward to it every year.
Yeah, it's one of the major highlights of our auction fundraising year. We just love to come there. In spite of the snow, Marshall, we still love to come there.
But this is only the second time there's snow. Well, the first year you were here, there was a little snow, but I don't think there's been snow after that.
Yeah, I just remember when we met you down the bridge for dinner.
Oh, driving through that snowstorm.
And we had, and I didn't realize at the time that Connecticut was in the hills and the mountains. And so we were driving from back up to Litchfield, and it was like I felt like we were in a blizzard. And I didn't think we were ever going to see humanity.
Civilization, yeah, I know. It's that all those trees look is pretty amazing.
The bad thing about that day is you survived the trip there. You actually survived dinner with us, and you survived the trip back.
Well, I would hope, I really do hope that we get a chance to see the two of you while we're there, even if it's just briefly for a glass of wine.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're really looking forward to getting there. And I even bought some new clothes for the event this year. So, yeah.
Well, just remember, bring your Parkers. And anything to get through slushy weather, because I think whatever falls might still be on the ground. But maybe you'll be lucky. Maybe it'll all go out to sea.
That's even better than Goat Boy. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Fly right. Funny.
Tim, you can hang up because you're really sounding weird on that phone.
It's even worse. This is actually why we love cell phones. This is why everybody dumped their landlines.
It's a little bit like,
my God.
It's a little bit like Lost in Space.
A little bit.
So, listen, we just can't leave you without actually mentioning one of the big events this week, and that was the death of Stan Lee. Everybody knows what an impact he had on the comic industry as well as on the movie industry. So
just imagine where there would be no the Marvel string that we have if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, it was interesting watching the interview with him, and he did not honestly believe that when they were creating these comics, the only thing they were concerned about is that they got a paycheck and that they were just hoping they would get published. They had no clue that, what's he doing?
I don't know.
Obviously, he can't hear us. Or he's singing.
But it was really kind of a sad thing to hear yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
So, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the memorabilia market for all of the Stan Lee comic characters that have been in the movies. I think it's going to have an effect.
Yep.
So I will have to tune in for that.
All
but right. We're looking forward to seeing the next movie for the Marvel movie.
Yep.
So,
all right.
But anyway, that was on a sad note. But 95, and he was still working. I mean, still going strong. So that's what a way to go out, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, right. Really.
All right, guys.
All right, fly right. We will
fly
talk
right,
to you.
Be safe, and we'll see you.
Bye.
Yeah, we might have to borrow your shovel, but
okay.
We'll see you.
All right. Take care, guys. All right, Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.